Your big sisters decide to help you get over a bad breakup by letting you pound their pussies so that you can forget about your ex. And that was written by I. Nortrum. I swear I did see when the script was originally posted, but I just assumed it was a script fill. It had so many upvotes, so I didn't even pay that much attention to it. Because it's not normal for script authors to have over 1,000 upvotes. I've seen it happen, but I've only seen it happen like a couple times. I ended up doing this one because I got tagged in the script offer. Someone wanted me to do it. And I was like, yeah, okay. It looks like my kind of thing. I saw the FF4M, and I have done other FF4Ms on my own. I don't really do collaborations. I've done a couple before. Only one was FF4M that I did. So I'm like, okay, I'll take this on. But I noticed the word count, which was over 4,000 words. And that's going to be long. I mean, not super long, but when you're doing two different characters, I mean, that's going to be a lot of work right there. And doing two characters is hard enough, too. I knew it was going to be a lot of work. I still took it on. I actually had to create four different tracks for this. I record blowjobs separately from dialogue because I clean the audio differently. I guess I'll explain that, what I mean by cleaning the audio. It helps the sound. The way I normally clean audio, it eliminates a lot of mouth sounds, which when doing blowjobs would get rid of all the licks, and I don't want that. I want the licks to stay. I have to process the blowjobs differently than I do the dialogue. It's just extra work. I had four different tracks. I had Becky, I had Allie, I had Becky's blowjobs, and I had Allie's blowjobs. Not just blowjobs, because there's other licking stuff too. And some of that stuff overlaps as well, which is why I need a track for each of them. Also, when cleaning the audio, there's compression that happens. The system tries to make it so that everything is about the same loudness. Whether there's whispering, whether there's yelling, no matter what there is, it makes really loud parts quieter and really quiet parts louder. And since blowjobs are not included in that, then it does the whole compression thing to the much smaller audio file. And so that ends up being a different loudness from the other tracks, which is an annoying thing, personally. So then those blowjobs and licking and stuff, that needs to be made quieter than the rest of the audio. Anyway, it's just a lot of work. And recording it alone took 2 hours to do. And then cleaning it up took forever because I had to do each track separately. And then my computer messed up in the middle and I had to restart and then redo the part that I was doing. So it took, I think, 2.5 hours just to clean the audio, just to get it ready for me to even edit. That was annoying. Really, really annoying. Then I had to do the actual editing. I'm not talking about sound effects. That came later. So the first step was cutting up all the tracks and putting everything in order. Of course, there's overlapping stuff too. If there was part of one track that would overlap another, then I just put them like on top of like one and then the next one under. It's hard to explain if you don't know how to do the editing or how the programs work. But anyway, I put everything in order, but I knew that was gonna get messed up anyway because I hadn't even listened to it straight through. So I still had to take out gaps, like gaps that were too long, and I had to put in gaps where they were too short, and I had to take out extra breaths and just do regular editing too once I got everything in order. So then that scoots over all the stuff that's overlapped. So then I had to find all the stuff that needed to be overlapped and then move it back where it should be. So that took a while. So once I was done with that, which took forever. Oh my gosh, that was probably the most tedious part of the entire process and what took the longest of the entire process. Hours and 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 hours. So once I had that done, I just flattened it down so all the tracks were overlapped everything was in order. And then I brought it into another program that I use just for sound effects, because it's so much easier to do sound effects in this other program. And then in the other program, it's easier to edit where you just take stuff out, chunks out. So different programs are better for different things. And then I did the sound effects afterward. And I actually ended up using about 50 unique sound effects for this. And I did not think that was going to happen. I did not expect to have to do all of the sound design on top of everything. I didn't realize there were going to be so many sound effects. I really love doing sound design, so that's okay. But it was more than I was expecting. Plus, I also needed to create my own sound effects for this. I don't do a lot of that because I do pay for sound effects, and it would take forever if I made all of my own sound effects. And some of them I cannot even do. No. They would be impossible for me to do. So I did sound effects for the Roku because I'm like, okay, she's turning on the TV. What should happen? I've had this problem before because I have TVs and other stuff. I'm like, okay, you have the TV turned on. Well, something's got to be coming from the TV. And I don't like using shows. Usually I just like make my own stuff come out of the TV. Like I'll use a laugh track or something, or I'll just create something super generic. Like in Never Say Never part, I don't even remember what part it was, but I had the fairy watching TV and I made just the dumbest thing I could possibly make, and she found it hilarious. So Never Say Never, I don't remember what part it was, but I had to have a TV show, and so I made it myself. And it was, I combined really silly music with a lot of, I don't even remember what kind of sound effects, really weird sound effects, and maybe a laugh track too. Anyway, for this, I did Roku because they're trying to pick what they were gonna watch. And the Fox theme, that was actually in the script. It was a suggestion. So I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty perfect. So I put in the Fox theme there. That was a really good suggestion by the writer, I Nordstrom. So yeah, there were two Roku sound effects there. The one when you turn on the Roku, and then the one where you select Netflix or whatever. I had them doing Netflix, by the way. Not that it matters. One thing I like about incest audios and cuckold and things like that, things that are a bit more on the taboo side, I really enjoy those because they're pretty filthy. And this was pretty filthy. I loved it. I've been craving your pussy ever since I tried it earlier. So come sit on my face, sis. I don't know. I love the lines. So yeah, again, up my alley. Now, my fear when doing things like this, audios that are going to take a really long time to make and I'm going to put a lot of work into, is that somebody else is also going to end up putting it out when I put it out, or they're going to put out theirs right before mine. Because, I mean, I feel weird posting mine right after someone else posts theirs. It's an uncomfortable feeling to post it so close to another one. Now, obviously, if someone had posted theirs and, you know, I put in days and days of effort because this took me days and days and days, then yeah, I'd be like, well, fuck it. I'm going to post it anyways because I put so much work into it. So yeah, I was really scared somebody else was going to do it. That's why I commented in the script offer, hey, I already recorded this, just so people would know, heads up, I'm working on this because anybody who does this script is going to be putting a lot of work into it and they would probably want to know that. Someone else is working on it too. There was one time where I did a script fill and the script offer had been up for maybe a month and it was FF4M. It was the only other FF4M collaboration I've done and I worked hard on that. I spent days on that one too. This one was harder, but that one was really hard too because I was newer to editing back then. So right before I post it, someone else posted their script fill. So it was two people who posted their script fill. And I had to post on the same day because like we had our day all planned out when we were gonna post it. We had worked so hard on it. So ended up posting it. Ours and the other groups were the two top audios that day. And it was just a weird feeling. They had put theirs up sooner than we put ours up. And it was just a weird feeling having those be the top two. I didn't feel good about that. And it's not fair to the other group. You know, it's just, it's, nobody wants that. So I felt bad about doing that to the other group. But at the same time, it's like, okay, this is the date. We said it would be out. You know, it was posted a month ago. We worked our asses off. And it was a 45-minute audio too. So I'm like, oh, I've just gotta post it. Ugh. That was a year ago. So I don't know. I don't know what I would do now. I'd probably just post it. I don't know. But there's like different etiquette rules that are unwritten about posting. So I wanted to avoid a situation like that, basically. And then my heart stopped because 2 days ago, someone posted something very, very similar. And I was wondering if she just changed the title a little bit, but I looked, it was by the same author. And I was like, oh my God, it's the same thing. But I looked at the script, I'm like, nope, very different audio. Okay, good. But my heart did stop when I saw that because I'd already put so many hours into it when I saw that. And I was just like, no. So yeah, there's a lot of stress that comes with posting on GWA. And that's the thing with newer scripts. I mean, this one isn't that new because it's been up for like a month, but you know, also time-intensive scripts are usually up for a while before somebody fills them because they take time to create. So I always get worried when it comes to newer scripts because I'm like, oh, someone might fill this before me. And then I don't want to do that to them, and yeah. But again, if I already recorded it and I already made it and then people put theirs up, it's like, maybe that's fair game. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so this one's filthy. It's fun. It's two sisters and their little brother, who's a virgin. They're all adults. All adults. I'm going to say that they're twins because one of them is 19. Maybe the other one's even older than her. I don't know. But the brother's definitely 18. I was not thinking of him being any younger than that. So yeah, they have a couple threesomes. They have a lot of threesomes in this. He comes three times. So yeah, it shouldn't really say cream pie. It should say cream pies because there are two cream pies and there's also a facial too. And cum eating. The girls do eat his cum. There's a lot of fun stuff in this one. If you like filth, listen to it. It's good stuff. And also, I put so much time into it. I've never put this much time into a project before. It took so much work. So much work. So many hours. So please listen. And please enjoy.